I found working with corrugated plastic pretty easy the first time I tried it, but I did appreciate every video I found offering advice. In this video, I'm offering information on cutting corrugated plastic, especially for anyone who has never done so and would like some information on what to expect. This video does not address knife safety. A review of safe practices is recommended, or if you've never worked with knives before, a training course in knife safety. I found what I could on YouTube and made a playlist, but this should not be your only resource. I'll be demonstrating using a utility knife. Note that there are tools designed specifically for cutting corrugated plastic. However, to my knowledge, they are designed only to cut parallel to the flutes. Flutes are the channels through the plastic, the spaces between the walls that connect the two layers. My Working with Plastic playlist includes some videos on such tools. While they can't be used to cut across the flutes, they do make cutting along the flutes very easy. With a utility knife, you can make almost any kind of cut needed. But cutting across the flutes is different from cutting along the flutes. And cutting diagonal to the flutes is different too. I'll demonstrate and explain how to make all three of these cuts. A metal straight edge will make it much easier to get a clean, straight cut. Even with a metal straight edge, however, you will need to take care to control the knife as you cut. Make sure the straight edge is lined up as closely as possible to the line you drew on the plastic. Most of the time, you'll want to have drawn a line to show you exactly where to cut. Make sure the straight edge won't move as you cut. Your grip probably won't look exactly like mine. Just make sure you can hold the straight edge firmly in place. Don't try to cut all the way through on your first cut. Instead, think of the first cut as creating a guide for your second cut. The knife will try to follow that first cut. In fact, it will be somewhat difficult to make the blade follow another course to correct any errors on the first cut, for example. So focus on controlling the knife and getting a clean, straight cut. A third cut or more may be needed, including a final cut to free up the last bits that remain attached. Cutting between the walls in the middle of a flute, as shown here, is easy to do, but you still need to control the knife and focus on what you're doing. If you're cutting right next to a wall, remember that your line may not necessarily follow that wall precisely. Cutting across a wall at an angle, especially at a really acute angle, makes the knife want to change direction. So go slow, don't go deep, and focus on controlling the blade. When you cut across walls, you'll hear a clicking sound as the blade hits each wall. This cut isn't really much harder than the first I showed, but it may take one or two more passes. As always, think of the first cut as your guide and don't try to cut very deep. A straight edge really helps when cutting diagonal to the flutes. The walls try to make the knife change course, but the straight edge makes it much easier to follow a straight line. And again, go slow, don't try to cut all the way through in one cut, and focus on controlling the blade. To cut just partway through the plastic, you can set your utility knife blade very short. That's it for now. I hope you found this helpful. If you did, please let me know in the comments. Thanks for watching. I hope it was a good trip. Please like, comment, and subscribe, and click the bell to be sure that you're notified of my next video.